Now we're getting into LA city specific. So if you don't live in the city of LA, this is not for you. If you live in the city of LA, this one is for you. And it's called Measure ULA, United to House LA. Okay. So Measure ULA is an ordinance funding and authorizing affordable housing programs and resources for tenants at the risk at risk of homelessness through a 4% tax on sales transfers of real property exceeding $5 million and 5.5% on properties of $10 million or more, with exceptions, until ended by voters. So it's expected to generate... Okay, so let me kind of go back on that. So any property, so any, whether it's residential or commercial, any property exceeding $5 million, when you sell that property, a 5.5% tax, if it's between $5 million and $10 million, $5 million and $10 million, a 5.5% additional tax will be levied on it. And that funding would go to funding homelessness programs, affordable housing, et cetera, et cetera. If it's a property over $10 million, it'll be – okay, sorry. Let me go back on this. Sorry, start over. 4% tax on any property between $5 million and $10 million. A 5.5% tax on properties exceeding $10 million. So anything over $10 million. And this is expected to generate between $600 million and $1.1 billion annually, which is a lot of money. And yeah, but this is also the largest tax increase in the history of LA.
That's substantial.
It can be up to $500,000 on, you know, it just, or $550,000 on a $10 million. Dollar property. So, you know, most of this would be, this obviously isn't a lot of properties, but it would mostly be multifamily apartment buildings. And so, you know, again, well, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to hear what you
it's such a broad policy or law, right? And when you, what you educated me on about the homelessness problem in Los Angeles, it's not just one particular thing of why someone's on the street, right? So you have mental issues, you have drugs, you have, there's so many things. There's also just down in their luck, right? Mm-hmm. So, like you said, it's not really the individual homes, even though Los Angeles has a lot of individual homes of 5 million plus, right? These are maybe some multifamily homes, some duplexes, quadruplexes, whatever they're called. You don't know the reason for the sales, right? You don't know. I think we need to, and that's too nuanced. But what about people who, so, an accredited investor is someone who has a net worth of $200,000 for the past 2 years and is expected to make the same thing the next year, right? Mm-hmm. What if we start looking at it like that, right? Like, this person is on a trajectory to make more money. Like, once they pass this threshold, someone could be selling a multifamily because, kind of close to the chest. My grandmother passed away a few years ago, right? She was able to build a substantial portfolio for her family. And the kids end up, you know, I don't care if this is her, the kids end up not doing much with their lives, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't really have disposable income. So they're like, although they miss their mom, you know, mm-hmm. they're like mm-hmm. looking forward to this windfall, like most people are, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, so that cuts out some stuff. You know, there's too many reasons of why someone's selling. There's too many reasons of why these things could be. So you got to think, like, we're not just now in a recession. We've been in a recession since 2020 on March 20th, 2020, when the market dropped substantially, right? Mm-hmm. We're now trying to climb out. And matter of fact, some people have not been able to climb out. And so it's just like, I've been holding on for as long as I can. I got to sell. I got to start selling stuff, right? Mm-hmm. There's too many variables to it all. Anyway, that's my thought.
Yeah, I hear that. And my pet peeve with taxing citizens, again, is that we levied a tax on us. It was called Triple H. And we levied a sales tax on us, which raised billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And what do we have to show for it?
Yeah. And I agree.
We absolutely, and look, they're starting to make some progress, and you know, you hear about it. I am not going to incentivize. I am not going to reward bad behavior. I want to see in plain terms what you have done with that money and who's in charge of it. Now, this Measure ULA will set a citizen oversight committee, who is made up of affordable housing developers, nonprofits, homeless, some people with lived experience, renters advocates. I'm like, okay, that's great. Like, okay, but it's just, that's not, like, we have that. Yeah.
Because the problem with a lot of these taxes is they say, oh, it's going to help with homelessness. Is always, even before this year, homelessness is always on the top of the list of what's going to help. Infrastructure, right? Mm-hmm. All the new stadiums in Los Angeles, companies built those. As a matter of fact, the infrastructure needed to get to them, mm-hmm. the companies also contributed to those. So where is, like you said, where is the money that we have been taxed all these years? Where is that actually going, right?
And here's what happened with Triple H. Like housing, building housing was like $500,000 per unit, which is utterly ridiculous. Like there were all these barriers, there's all these construction costs, they were requiring, you know, materials that were very expensive, like all these special interests came in and made buildings so expensive. And like, you know, they're like, oh no, we've learned it's not gonna happen this time. Like, I don't care, you don't get another chance right now until you can show me the progress that you've made. And I have not seen the progress, and we're frustrated. Like, this is not an LA, I'm sorry, this is like my soapbox. I get very upset about this because this is not just an LA made problem. This is, okay, sure, we have not built enough for a long time. We haven't built enough housing for a long time. However, we also have people coming in from all over the country to live in LA. We have a housing shortage because of a lot of programs that are supported here in California, and people come for that. And I'm sorry, like we need the federal government to be supported. This is a national emergency, just like Florida.
If you take a survey of all the people who are on the streets of LA, these are people with crushed dreams, right? So Los Angeles is that fantasy land where people have been coming for years, not just because of our industries, but who's our border, right? Who are we bordering? So you have people coming over from Mexico, God bless them, who are looking for a better life. Yeah. And we make it so difficult for that to happen. So what happens is, people turn to the street. You got people in San Francisco. You got people in all other parts of California. So, this is not a situation. Yeah, don't come after the people directly in LA. Exactly. Like, it's almost like you're saying it's your fault.
Right. And look, I want LA to be a place where immigrants can come. I want LA to be a place where people can come for their dreams. I want LA to be this, you know, the place that it is. However, I don't want us to be taxed for it. I want the federal government out here supporting us, supporting this problem, supporting affordable housing. They've made Section 8 housing so difficult to access.
I used to live in Section 8.
Yeah, I mean, it's a program that works. Make it work. Like, make it work better. And
all these programs, you know, you have to be like a Sherlock Holmes to find the program that you qualify for, the one that's going to give you what you necessarily need. Like, why aren't these things on billboards? Why aren't they part of exit packages when you leave high school, right? So something like that. Like, like we make it so difficult for like a single mother with a kid, and she needs WIC, or she needs this, or she needs that. And you think she got time to run around them streets and to get on those programs, or to, oh, you have to file this thing in person or whatever? No, you know?
No. Fix the problems that we've got. Fix the programs that we have, and don't keep taxing our citizens, because it's going to drive people out. It's just going to drive people out. And, you know, we add a income tax, we add a, you know, property transfer tax. We just got to stop the pressure, and we have to start fixing what we've got, because,
I agree.
You know, I agree. Like adding more programs that are going to be poorly run. No, thank you.
We have the programs already. Let's go back to the 90s when these programs were so available. And so, what happened? Like, and there was like a golden age of the 90s where, like, who was our mayor then?
In like the early 90s. Tom Bradley and Reardon.
There you go. You know, I'm just saying. No, I'm joking.
So that's Measure ULA. I am against it. Brandon, sounds like you're not for it either.
I'm not for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's gaining a lot of steam, but I think people really need to read the fine print.
Well, now that people hear us say that we're not for it, we'll probably be able to crush it.
Sway it. Sway. All right. Well, that's really all I've got, Brandon. We've gone through a lot.
This was fun.
I know. I so appreciate you and like your perspective and what you bring. And I could go
That you're fighting the good fight and don't need to.
I know. Well, just putting my opinion out there, you know?
But on many fronts, Yeah. You fight the good fight.
I try. Now, I'm no longer above Cafe Gratitude anymore. Now we're across from Astro Burger. So it's a lot more at blank spaces here.
Interesting.
And our co-working space that Brandon and I used to work at was right above Cafe Gratitude.
Yeah, I know. And now you're across from Astro Burger. That's so random.
Yeah, I know.
So instead of the vegan bowl, you can go get yourself a bacon burger.
I know. I'm going to go do that.
I think I'm gonna go get some protein right now too.
yeah, amazing. Well, Brandon, thank you so much again. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we'll keep chatting. And everyone, thanks for listening. Follow us. Follow me. Follow Loudmouth Lobby Podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Loudmouth Lobby Podcast. Follow our YouTube channel where we have the video. Go to NicolaBeckett.com for a voter guide. Brandon, where can they check you out, your stuff? Jaden Zelda, tell us quickly about
that. Oh, yeah. Really just follow me on all platforms at BWRoss1. And you can find me using that on all platforms. And then if I say anything annoying, you know, check me.
Never. Amazing. All right. Well, we will see you later. Thanks, Brandon.
Okay. Bye. See you later.
Bye.